This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Just do something. I know that sounds really, like, weird, but really, truly. Get off from behind your Facebook keyboard, your Twitter keyboard. You're not going to win these. It's not a defeatist attitude, that's a reality. You know, good strategists, good generals, good military people, they know when to retreat. They know when to pause. They know when to regroup. You call it whatever you want to. Right? You got to keep your men and women in the troops safe. And just make sure that you got the right plan in place. If you're doing something, you're constantly doing something, and it ain't working, it's a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you gotta be part of the solution, man. Seriously. And stop reading the headline that goes flying past your screen. In all sincerity, I'm not picking on you. I'm just tired of defending some of you. And don't tell me that I don't have to do that, because I do. And sometimes, again, it's just information that gets out there that people really don't understand. Anyway, God bless. And I got so many places that I want to go with some of the stuff tonight. You know, we were talking about last week that the voter turnout in many of these states and many of the areas are way over what we thought they were going to be. You know, I heard today again about some of the, and we're going to have her on later on this week, but I heard again today about some of what they're seeing happening with the ballots that are coming in, the mail-in ballots. I mean, give me a break. This is very and extremely scary. So you are going to have to be more diligent than ever before. You will have you, yes, the average, I don't want to say the average Joe, but you know what I mean. The average Joe is going to have to pay attention to truly what's going on. You're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to get engaged. Right, and make sure that these things are real, that the right thing is being done. Maybe you need to be a poll counter, a poll watcher. I don't know. But don't let them get away with it, seriously. All right, we got to have one whack story. You agree? You with me? Here's a woman who called off a wedding with the ghost after he kept disappearing. Her fiancé totally ghosted her, if you would. A British woman who claims that she got engaged to a ghost is now called off the wedding because he kept disappearing. He started partying too much. We've called the wedding off. I'm not going to give you her name. She said on a UK TV show this morning, he just completely changed. Her last name is Realm. Realm said that she fell in love with a sexy spirit named Ray during a trip to Australia in 2018. They even consummated their relationship on the flight back home, you know? The paranormal Casanova later popped a question on their nine-month anniversary, and things were going well until a recent vacation to Thailand, she said. I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd where they were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate. She's dead serious. You got to see the interview. This is not a joke. She's dead serious. It was suddenly as if he just didn't know boo about romance, she told Joe. He disappeared for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring all the spirits to the house, and they'd just stay around for days. I think he started doing drugs. He's a spirit, for God's sakes. My God. Ultimately, they both agreed that tying the knot was probably not the right thing to do. Yeah, kind of hard to do, don't you think? God. I mean, seriously. These people are for real. You know what? My joke is, even though she's from England, these people vote. Yeah, come on. These people vote. Right? I just got some. You guys hear all the garbage that Ice Cube took? No, seriously. I mean, I'm not a big fan. I don't know him one way or the other. I'm not a big fan of his. I know he's not a big fan of Trump's. But here's a guy who decided to work at making things better for the black community. And actually, there was a CNN interview that was being done and was cut short because he was defending Trump. And he wasn't defending Trump in a way to say, oh, he's the greatest guy, right? But look, I went to the Democrat Party. They said, yeah, we'll discuss this with you after the election. So in other words, get behind us, help us win, and we'll discuss it with you later. Which is exactly what the Dems do to them on a regular basis, the black community that is. Get a little old. And they're starting to figure it out, thank God. Seriously. And again, not just the black community, the Hispanic community. They're starting to see this, and they're stepping out. They're acting on what they know to be truth. Now, anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. I was just done throwing up in my mouth. Okay, let me explain. Somebody sent me a link to a piece where they were actually suggesting that Kamala Harris is an inspiration to young girls. And I'm thinking, what is that inspiration? That you can sleep your way to power? That you can put people in jail for the same thing that you're doing? The dope smoking, right? That when you know you have evidence in your hand that would keep people for spending a lifetime in jail, and you don't give it up until you're ordered by the court? Those are the things you want your daughters to aspire to? Are you serious? And then, you're such a person of integrity, you get on the case of the man you're running, because, you know, she wants to be Joe Biden to be president. I don't know whatever made her think she had a chance for that. But here, you know, here she is, and she's calling him, you know, a sexual assaulter, a racist, and so forth. And she says she believes the woman who said that Joe, you know, forced himself on her, whether you call it sexual assault or rape. And yet, again I say, I love this. Again I say, she's a hypocrite. And all of a sudden, all that was okay. Right? All that was okay when she was chosen as VP. So I'm sorry. I don't understand any of it. I find it not only a farce, but it shows what their true colors is. It shows truly what they're like, doesn't it? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I'm trying to work my way through a couple things here. You guys sent me so much stuff during the break. Look, I can't read it all. I'm not that good. You might think I am, but I'm really not. So I was finishing. I want to finish up with the ice cube thing because I think that's important. I think it's important for you guys to start to catch on to the fact it is not about fairness. It is not about what's right for the black community. It's what the Democrats feel is right for them. That's really what it boils down to, right? What the Democrats feel is right for them. So if you're a woman, look at, even if Amy Coney Barrett was a black female judge, they would be all over her. You've seen it happen. It's happened before. If you do not toe the line exactly like they want you to, no matter whether you're black or Hispanic, female, transgender, gay, whatever, they will come after you with a vengeance because it's really not about any of that. It's about buying into their godship. It's about buying into the fact that they know more than anybody else. And if you don't vote for them, you're a moron. That's where they're coming from. You know that's true. And here's a guy like Ice Cube who can't stand Trump, is not a lover of conservatism well, it's really funny because these guys make millions of dollars through capitalism, but, you know, whatever. And he's wanting the president to look at, and he wants Joe Biden to look at, a contract with black America. Now, I don't care where you stand on the issue. That's not my point here. My point is, when they went to Joe Biden and the Democrats, they were told that they would address the issue after the election. Hey, Ice Cube, if you listen to the show, or somebody gets it to them, here's the deal. They're going to do nothing for you. You already know that. They're not going to do anything for you. He went to President Trump and his administration, and they went through it and picked up pieces of it that they felt that they could line up with. Now, he said, look, I didn't get everything I wanted, but I got more than I got from the other side. And he's right, he did. They took him seriously. The Trump administration took him. If you ever figured out that the Democrats keep taking the black community for granted, you owe them. That's how they see it. You owe them. And I don't know how you're going to fix it unless you decide to actually take them on, vote against them, and show them that you're willing to change. You're willing to do things differently. And President Trump said, that basically you've been voting for them for 60 years. What do you got to lose? He wasn't kidding. And he showed you what you had to gain. Right? I don't know. I mean, some of this stuff to me is just amazing on a regular basis. I look at this stuff and go, come on, for real? You're really believing these people? Hey, listen, some of you in the left, it's just such a loving. This is why you get such a kick out of, you know, love Trump's hate kind of thing. You know, Rush Limbaugh today said he can no longer deny he's under a death sentence. He's in a real bad way when it comes to cancer. He told his listeners that after recent scans that showed some progression of the cancer, which he said is not dramatic, but still a step in the wrong direction. From the moment you get the diagnosis, it's a part of you every day, he said that, okay, life's over. You just don't know when. So during the period of time after diagnosis, you do what you can to prolong life. You do what you can to prolong a happy life. You measure a happy life against whatever medication it takes. You know, he recently hosted Trump for 2 hours. But, he's still working every day. He's still fighting the fight every day with the cancer and for us. He says, it's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. Now, we all are, and I'm quoting him, now we all are, is the point. We all know that we're going to die at some point. But when you have a terminal disease diagnosis, that has a time frame to it. You know it soon. Puts a whole different psychological awareness to the situation. He explained that he received this bad news earlier this month. The scans did show some progression of the cancer. Now, prior to that, the scans had shown that we had rendered the cancer dormant. Well, that's my phrase for it anyway. He said we stopped the growth. It had been reduced, become manageable, he said. But there's always the reality and the knowledge that, you know, it's funny. He's adjusted chemotherapy and he's adjusted medication, the whole nine yards. Shows you that no matter how much money you have, right? Not a guarantee of good health. Doesn't mean you can get the best health care. He may have added some time, but he really didn't fix it, did he? Anyway, our prayers go to him. He knows that God can heal anybody. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to rally across America. Monday, his campaign stop was Prescott, Arizona.
We are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week, reportedly preparing for Thursday's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. The 90-minute debate is divided into six 15-minute segments, with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks. The open mic portion of the debate will not feature a mute button, but interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. I want you involved in the conversation. It really is a good thing, believe it or not. You know, and again, please make sure we have facts. Please. Because it's craziness. I love listening to some of the stuff that you guys put out there, or reading some of the stuff and think, okay, did you check that first? Before you send it around to 150,000 people, check it first. Anyway, all right, so more craziness from the left. I mean, and there's no way to put this, no way to soft shoe this at all, right? I mean, seriously. This is a Governor Gretchen Whitmer story. If you're tired of the lockdown, she said, wearing masks, or wish that you were in church this morning, then it's simple. Vote for Joe Biden. Is she serious? I mean, how much damage do you think she's done to her brain cell? The guy who says he's going to shut it all down, he's going to force everybody. So let me see. If you're tired of lockdowns, wearing masks, or wish you were in church, Joe says he would lock the place down. Joe said he was doing mandatory masks. So, is she just lying? No, come on, think about this. What other thing could it be? She's lying. It's really that simple. That's a good one. Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she said that if Americans are wary of coronavirus lockdowns and fallout from socioeconomic restrictions related to the pandemic, then they should simply vote Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden on Election Day. If you're tired of these lockdowns, you're tired of wearing masks, you wish you were in church, or, you know, watching your football with your kids in person, then change the country. Oh, God. It's the blue states, the blue cities, the blue towns that are having the most amount of trouble. Where unemployment rates are the highest. I'm sorry. Anybody home? Is there any spark of anything between the ears? Whitmer blasted Trump during the interview, accused the president of inciting violence and not doing his job. Wow. Really? From a woman that has allowed violence to go on, she's done absolutely nothing to stop it. I want you to think about that. The Trump virus response is worse than the globe. I mean, in the world, it's the worst, she said. 8 million people have contracted COVID. 220,000 dead. 8 million? And 220,000 dead. We got people in food pantry lines who never should have imagined that they'd be there. Yeah. I mean, they forgot all of this under Obama. They did forget it. They ignored it. Didn't work. Didn't happen. Twitter users commented on Meet the Press clip. Said Whitmer's insistence on Americans voting for Biden that they want lockdowns to end. Sounded like, you know what? Is she giving us an ultimatum? And here's the funny thing about it that somebody that I thought made great sense. Wait. So if we elect Joe Biden, magically we'll be able to lift lockdown, stop wearing masks, go back to church? Really? All we have to do is elect Biden. Come on. This is what we've been joking about forever. We've been saying, hey, look, on November 4th, or if we got, by the end of that week, COVID will be done. One way or the other, right? So she basically admitting that they are punishing us or unless we vote for Biden? I mean, isn't that what it sounds like to you guys? Another commentator said, I'd rather be a lockdown for the next 4 years than put a criminal who sells out America with tax dollars in office. Yeah, I agree with him. Yep. They have gotten so full of themselves. You know, my daughter came home with a history book. I knew I should have kept that book and just paid the school district for it. And it was a history book. I don't know. The book had to be 30 years old or whatever. And it had reference into it that the Democrat Party was on the party of, you know, drunkards and sluggards and all that fun stuff. And I kind of giggled. I laughed about it. And it was written from a historical point of view as to how they were perceived at the time. I can't find the book anymore. They don't allow it to be printed. So is she holding people in Michigan hostage? And so whether Trump or Biden gets elected, you people in Michigan, this is why I keep saying, I have no sympathy for you. People who vote these, I have no sympathy for you. Get out there and do something. Make a difference. We did it in our area. Not that we're any better than you. Katie Hill, gone. Congressman Mike Garcia in. His opponent refuses to show up. Won't come on any show that might question her. Like this one. In part of her interview not shown, Whitmer said that Trump is inciting domestic terrorism. Due to the lock her up chance in Michigan rally. She thought that was aimed at her. That's really sad. That she's that far behind the curve. The president has added again, inspiring and incentivizing and inciting this kind of domestic violence. She has totally forgotten about what Pelosi did and said, right? About Maxine Waters, what she was saying that people should do to the Trump people, right? Eric Holder, he talked about kicking Trump supporters. But I guess that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. See, anything, again, I've been saying this for a long time when you see it. Anything that they do, they say, they sanction is good for you. It's the right thing to do. She accused Trump of being complicit with these hate groups. But, what about you allowing people to punch people in the face? You allowing BLM members to punch old white women in the face. When you don't arrest, when you don't push, when you don't protect, are you not complicit always? I mean, also, in the damage that's being done? I hope somebody turns around finally and sues her for negligence, for something. Michigan Attorney General indicated that she would no longer enforce Whitmer's executive order on the coronavirus after the state Supreme Court ruled the emergency powers that the governor seized were unconstitutional. Right? Whitmer's not happy with it. But you know what? But some of them won't follow the law either. That's the other funny thing. They don't. They don't do what the courts told them to do. They ignore the courts in some cases. I just find it all amazing. And then people truly let them get away with it. I want to know when that all changes. I want to know when you guys are going to start in these cities like Chicago, Portland, Seattle. When are you guys going to step up and stop complaining about what's going on in your cities? When are you going to step up and actually vote the people in that need to be in there and vote the people, and don't tell me you've tried? Because with a real concerted effort, you can win almost anywhere. That simple. You just got to want to do it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Somebody just said, so what's the next step in confirming Amy Coney Barrett? And I wish people, yeah, whatever. Senator Cory Booker, at last week's final confirmation hearing, he said, this goose is cooked. Huh? Pretty much is. There's not a lot the Democrats can do to hold up the Barrett nomination. Democrats likely lost this round. I mean, short of anything really bad happening. The Senate will likely confirm Barrett to a lifetime appointment in the court. Democrats could go to the mat, like they did in a brawl 2 years ago with Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But, man, I'll tell you what, they'd be playing the short game. I mean, seriously. When you look at what's going on here, and again, no disrespect to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She should have retired a couple of years back. You know, when she saw it happening, I don't know. She should have retired. Not that she didn't make any decent rulings or what have you, but you know, the bottom line with it is she was not able to give 100% and spent some time with her family. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, we'll hit more of this inside the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
A pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-753-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, enjoying, being part of. These stories are all over the place. You know, I joke with people all the time and say, look, the only thing I get that nobody else gets is I get more time to deal with it. I actually get paid to sit here and talk about this craziness. I don't have any other name for it. It's just craziness. And I would someday, you know what, wouldn't it be great if I had the studio size? I mean, we're in California, so it's kind of hard to do anything out here now. But wouldn't it be great to have a bunch of millennials in a room and talk about some of the true issues of the day? Really, really, so people can actually see and hear and talk through with some of these young people what the issues actually are. I do find it extremely interesting and amazing that a lot of these young people do not know what's going on out there. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So if someone to know what's up next on the Amy Coney Barrett nomination. And, you know, the Dems don't want anything to happen here. They really don't, because they're afraid if something comes across. Remember, what's the challenge? If it's a 4-4 vote in Supreme Court, it stands. No matter what it is. They don't want that fifth vote. You saw what happened today. Roberts again went against conservative values, but whatever.
I've never understood how you can have votes split like this if you're all looking at the same same constitution. So Democrats, they don't want to do anything to rattle voters at the last minute. Right? They're not going to come after Barrett now. They're going to wait till Joe, as it was caught several times now, one in particular, he says, you know, the American people don't deserve to know what his choice is. This is the arrogance of the left. This is how they always think about you. You're too dumb to know. You're too dumb to figure it out. He says, let it play out. We'll see what happens. He already knows what's going to happen. I mean, he's wanting to be president. He has to anticipate some of the moves of the people he's up against. It's customary for the Judiciary Committee to hold over the nomination of a Supreme Court nominee for a week. So after concluding hearings last week, the committee will again huddle to consider Barrett's nomination at 1 o'clock on Thursday, October 22nd. The meeting is to jettison the nomination from committee floor from a technical perspective. This involves a vote from the committee, usually with some sort of guidance for the rest of the Senate. A nominee does not have to be a favorable recommendation from the committee to go to the floor. Robert Bork, he received an unfavorable recommendation from the committee and was defeated on the floor. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was sent to the floor with no recommendation in 91. You know, from the loving Democrats were for blacks. And the Senate confirmed him. The committee will need a civil majority to vote to advance the nomination to the full Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he would put a nomination on the floor Friday, October 23rd. Now here's where it gets a little tricky for them. If the committee finishes the nomination October 22nd, the Senate can't formally consider it until October 23rd. Now it can't be on the same day, so if McConnell really wants to hit the acceleration, he can start the process at some point on Friday, October 23rd. McConnell must move to shift the Senate into executive session versus legislative. Look at all these crazy little things that they've gone through to create processes that'll help them game the system, if you would. Now, McConnell's got to shift the Senate into executive session to specifically consider Barrett's nomination, such a process likely requires a vote, but it's not a debatable vote. Now, the vote could be a roll call or a voice vote or by unanimous consent, so long as there's no objection to any senator. The Democrats could create some mischief at this stage, but not having a quorum, they really can't do anything with it. Now, the step goes to the executive session to consider nomination requires a simple majority vote. Republicans must be on hand for this. They have to provide a quorum. This could be an issue. If there are more health issues in the Senate like there were a few weeks ago, or if more senators are quarantined, Republican senators. Once the Senate advances the executive session for Barrett, the clerk reports the nomination to the chamber. There's no motion to proceed. You guys need to know how this plays out. The only game I can see here is to get somebody to infect a half a dozen Republicans. I hope not. Hey, look, you never know what they're going to do. You never know what they will do. Now, there's no motion to proceed. This type of nomination, that's based on a precedent set in the late 70s by late Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd. You know, the Democrat out of West Virginia. So there's no way that Democrats could filibuster just by starting a debate on the nomination. However, Democrats could try to filibuster on the back end, but they won't get very far. McConnell could file cloture to curb the debate and overcome a filibuster. She could be nominated by the end of the week. Regardless of when McConnell files cloture, by rule, the cloture petition to end the debate ripens for vote after the intervening day. So listen carefully. So if McConnell files cloture to end debate on Friday, October 23rd, Saturday, October 24th, is the inter-evening day. The cloture petition would mature. They could push the vote, curb the filibuster on Sunday. Senate can begin voting to end debate on the nomination 1 hour after Senate. Look at these guys. They put so many processes and procedures in place. No wonder they can't get anything done. So they conceivably, they could start voting after 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. Don't know if he'll move that fast. He should. They should do the vote. They should finish it all so that person can get to work on Monday. Really. Now, you really can't filibuster a Supreme Court nominee. In fact, there's never been a filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee in U.S. history. Senators did filibuster an effort to elevate Abe Fortas from Associate Justice to Chief Justice in 1968, but Fortas was already on the High Court. In 2017, McConnell established a new precedent in the Senate known as the Capitol as a nuclear option. It never happened. It was possible that senators could filibuster a Supreme Court nomination. And like most things in the Senate some years ago, it took 60 days to curb a filibuster. But see, the problem is that, you know, we've gotten so far past being for this country. At least one group has. When a founding father, and again, if you just read letters from Washington and Jefferson and the like, they hated parties. They knew what they were going to do, and they were right. They were 100% right on. They knew exactly what was going to happen. And you're seeing it happen today. People will be more inclined to vote party. How many votes are down party lines? How many votes right along Senate line here in the Senate? When Schumer tells you how to vote, that's how they vote. It's wrong. It was never meant to be that way. They established a new precedent, not a rules change. McConnell lowered the bar from 60 yeas to 51. Otherwise, Democrats likely would have filibustered Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch and more. So once the Senate invokes cloture to end a filibuster, the Barrett nomination is on a glide path to confirmation. Once the Senate votes to stop a filibuster, opponents may burn up to 30 hours on the clock before final confirmation. If the Senate, now see, this is where they could just, I'm just sorry. If you Catholics are paying attention, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, here's a woman that represents everything good about what you believe. She's a strong woman raising a strong family, got a biracial family, got a special needs child. How do you vote against her? On two issues? One being that she's pro-life? Are you serious? If the Senate takes the cloture vote on Sunday, the Senate could confirm Barrett as early as Monday night. If McConnell waits until Monday, the Senate will be likely to confirm Barrett Tuesday night. Man, I hope he keeps this thing moving forward at lightning speed. Takes a simple majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice. That's 53. All right? So barring any health issues, this shouldn't be an issue. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate you putting up with me. I appreciate you paying attention to the show. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for tomorrow, because you're going to call tomorrow, right? God bless. Have a great rest of the day.